The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Some listeners might find our next report a sensitive topic. The Irish funeral is known around the world for its unique mourning traditions and how we celebrate life. There are many roles involved in the whole thing, from the undertaker to the priest. But one person we rarely hear from is the gravedigger. Our reporter Josh Crosby has a meeting with those who play the final role.
As we reach our final resting place, there are efforts and logistics that go unnoticed. If you look out across a graveyard, you may see a crew of men, for the most part, sleeves rolled up, hat in hand and shovels to the side. They've dug 8 feet down and will fill in the last trickle of earth when the time comes. These are the gravediggers of Ireland.
It's a professional to bring you into the world. They want a professional to bring you out of it. And at that stage when people are standing around a grave, they're in deep mourning at that time and they're after losing a loved one. And it could be horrendous circumstances that people die in. They want the best for their people at that moment in time. And it's the trust that they build. And they see over the years, they see how well you do your job. The respect you have for yourself, number one, to keep your area tidy. The respect for the families. And most of all, it's the remains that's leaving the world at that stage and how you care for them.
Tipperary man Brendan O'Riordan has been involved with burial works since he was a child. He's the third generation of gravediggers in his family and says it's all about respect.
My grandfather, he gave years digging graves here in Cashel for the local authority.
So as a young fella, you were around it from a young age?
I never actually met my granddad. I was told from my own father about when years ago when they used to dig graves, they used to fall in together. At that time, everything was hand digging. There was no such thing as mini diggers or machines to dig them. So at that time, you'd often hear that they often dug two first openings in a day, which would be hard going. A first opening would be where there'd be no one that had dug before.
So you're going straight into the hard ground?
So you're going straight into the hard ground. Now, that would have been hard going at that time, but they no different at that time, only get a good day's work done.
And would everyone kind of involved in this work, would they have their own kind of traditions then that'd be passed on? Maybe?
They would, they'd have a flair, they'd have different ways of digging it. Your top side would be left one side, it's first to come off and left to go back on. Then you have your sub side, you have different sides and you put them one side in and they're all covered. And when you're backfilling, it's the same way then, the last one out is the first one in. There's a rhythm you get into and it's just that you get into a system of working. The job has to be done, it has to be done perfect.
And I'm sure there's a different feeling in the air filling in a grave compared to digging a grave, would there be?
There would be, it's always different. There's never one funeral the same. You meet different ground, you meet different people, you meet different families come up, then you see the way the difference that they react to this and they react then to see ground open and things like that. You know, everybody have their own system of working, but at the end of the day, it's what works for you is best. And if the general public sees you every day of the week doing what you have to do and doing it right, they have a trust.
When it comes to construction and physical labour, there's no denying the workforce is male dominated, but even more so around funerals. From the hearse driver to those carrying the coffin, a woman is a rare sight in these roles. But in County Clare, Catherine Hayes has been digging graves for 5 years now. And even though she has no family connection to the work, she's honed her skills and carved out a unique position.
Well, my boss, he is an undertaker. We have a different day job, but he has that as a part-time, and I just started helping him with that, and it just grew from there. I went out with him digging the graves, so I would be more the back side of it. I would prefer to stay in the back doing the digging and let him be the front man, as they say, dealing with the families, and I enjoy just staying in the background.
And would you have come from like a farming background, or are you involved in physical work, manual labour?
Well, the day job is quite manual because we're installing Wi-Fi, and I married into a farm, so I've been working on a farm since my early 20s.
Yeah, so you're well used to a bit of a hard work and the shovel and...
Absolutely. In the bog every summer and helping with the cattle.
But it wasn't necessarily that you came from a family who would have been traditionally digging graves. It's not like it went back in your family. You're the first one, and I suppose being a woman as well, it must be few and far between.
I've actually never come across another female gravedigger myself, and all fellas do kind of look at me like, what's she doing here? Do you know, especially when I'm quite strong and I start picking up the big heavy wood that would normally take two of them, and I can pick it up by myself, and they're kind of looking at me like, what?
You're showing them up.
Yeah, a bit.
Efforts are being made across the country to try and standardise the practice of allocating burial plots and overseeing the work of grave diggers.
At this present moment in time, there's a lot of variation from what's being done in different counties, from, we'll say, Dublin to Cork to Limerick. What is being hoping to be achieved is that there will be a standardised between what's being done in Waterford, what's being done in Cork, what's being done in Carlow, and hopefully that it will progress throughout the country and we'll all be on the one hymn sheet.
Paul Flynn is the registrar for Waterford City and County Council. He says there are benefits to be made by bringing a uniform level of standard to the work.
No 2 days are the same when it comes to graveyards. We could get a phone call for a burial of a baby, or we could get a phone call from somebody looking for members of an extended family.
So there's no shortage of work?
Absolutely no shortage of work. It's constantly going, you know. My phone is on 365 days a year.
Finding a plot is becoming more and more of an issue. There's a lot of managing involved and forecasting and forward planning.
We try to forecast as best we can, but it's not an exact science. 1 year you might be 20% up on burials on last year, and next year you could be 15% down on this year. So you can't really forecast for it. We would generally have enough capacity in our graveyards for burials.
It is changing. What are some of the main challenges when you're working in partnership with the people digging graves?
Everybody wants to use a family grave, and unfortunately if it's a historical grave, and depending on the depth that the initial burial is put in, you know, it really depends on how many people can go into that grave.
Those conversations can be quite difficult, I imagine.
No time is a good time to have these conversations, but at the time of a death or a bereavement, you know, it's a very vulnerable time for people and they're at their lowest. So we try to make it as easy and as hassle-free as possible, but unfortunately sometimes it just can't happen.
Grave digging is a job that has long been a grey space. Different men have different rules. But with this new focus of standardisation, does it mean that old traditions will be a thing of the past? Well, I'm on my way to meet with Debbie O'Riordan from the Institute of Memorial Masons and Gravediggers in Tipperary. It's the only training centre in Ireland that delivers practical and theoretical training specific to the burial industry.
Hi Josh, welcome to the IMMG office here.
How are you Cashel? Doing? Good to be here. So this is where it all happens now, this is where everyone's learning their craft.
That's it, exactly. We're running a course here today in grave digging, shoring and burial.
And Debbie, tell me, what's the supply of those working in burials like at the moment around Ireland? Like, is there a healthy level of grave diggers out there?
It's very, very hard to give a number on that. What I can tell you is that in 2022, there were 35,477 deaths. About 20% of those are cremations. So if you look at that, you're talking about, what, maybe 28,000-29,000 burials, which would mean you would need grave diggers for each one of those. So if you look at, there's probably about 800 funeral directors in the country. They would obviously have their grave diggers, but we also have the other cohort of traditional family, friends and neighbours who dig as well, the volunteer grave diggers.
And is that still a large aspect of funerals and burials?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It really, really is. Definitely in rural Ireland, definitely in villages.
But that is changing though as times move on. Like there are new rules and regulations.
Absolutely, yeah. Definitely in the workplace you have to have more health and safety standards. So the newer guys coming in are more aware of health and safety and more aware of things that could actually happen, because it is quite a dangerous job. So yeah, it's slightly changing, but it's going to take a little bit of time before it has really crossed over. Really, I suppose what we want to do is make sure that nobody's digging their own grave.
So that's where you step in now when it comes to the health and safety, the compliance. Tell me how it all works here.
We got involved with this about 5 years ago. We decided that we were going to do some memorial safety training. When we looked at it and we started networking with the local authorities, we figured that actually there was definitely training required for the grave diggers. The courses, they're bespoke city and guilds courses.
So with this then, is it a given that some traditions will fade out?
No, the traditional grave digging will still carry on, but what will probably happen is there will be guys trained that would be actually able to oversee the digging of the grave to make sure everybody is safe. Nobody wants to get rid of the tradition, we just want to make sure it's safer.
Changes are on the way for burial practices, and IMMG is there ready and waiting to train current and future generations of grave diggers. The inevitable last chapter of death and the formalities that surround it is something we hold very dear. But how do those who bury us feel about being the final point of contact?
Well, when I land there, especially with those neighbours and stuff, they're like, what are you doing here? But then they see me work, and then they can see my ethics and how good I am at doing it, and then the perception does change.
And we're standing in a graveyard now. You probably find yourself in these quite often.
Yes.
Are you there when it might be getting dusky in the winter and you're the last one, or you're putting the last shovel of earth in and patting it down? It's quite an emotional, a sensitive time.
It is. Like, I'm there from the first moment when the first shovel goes in and when the last shovel full of earth is put back in. You have to be so mindful on leaving it in a careful way, so as when the family come in the next couple of days, they're coming to a place that they can see the care and love and attention has been put into putting it back into a peaceful way for them to mourn.
And tell me then about the memorial masons. Is that a niche space in Ireland? Are there many people at it?
It's not nice shopping to go. If you have that flair for it and you do nice work and you do it neat, yes, of course it'll pay off. People will come to you.
But like an undertaker, you have to have the people skills and the understanding to deal with a sensitive issue at the time.
Without doubt, you do indeed. And to be honest with you, every day that you come into this job, there's no happy day as such. Everybody that's coming to your yard, they're crying, they're under pressure, they're looking to see where they're going to lay their loved one at that time, and they're going to do and try to do their best. There's no such thing as a nice headstone because of somebody they belong to them that they love, but they do want the best for them, and that's what we're here for, to give them the best.
Gravedigger.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.